Blog Talk Radio.
It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about. If you understand epigenetics, you don't need the pharmaceutical industry. That's not in the interest of the, you know, one of the biggest industries on this planet to say you can heal yourself without drugs. And I go, absolutely. Look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. At least one third, minimum of one third of all medical intervention is, it's the placebo effect where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called the nocebo effect. Can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out because, as psychologists would tell us, 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience. It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about and gave it the name epigenetics. That's the new science.
Okay, which is the belief that through your behavior you can kind of alter your genetics, pass those on, express it differently. I'm probably using the wrong words.
Well, pretty close right now.
Now people talk about it as a reality, although it's still not totally understood or totally believed.
It can be replicated. It is now. Okay. It is a science. It's okay. A hard science, and it's the leading edge. Now, I'll tell you where the problem comes from. Not so much the scientists, but the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason why this becomes important is because the pharmaceutical industry runs the show in medicine. And if you could put this kind of healing that I'm talking about into a capsule or tablet, they'd be talking about it right now. But this is a consciousness healing, and you can't sell it. And so what's the result? They're not interested in it. And they, through their money, which is massive, actually determine the curriculum in a medical school. And one of the things they're trying to get rid of are people who respond to the placebo effect because the placebo effect throws the data right off the chart. A simple fact is this, and people might be upset, but the drugs like Prozac in laboratory tests are no better than a sugar pill. And that's just how many billions of dollars a day on this planet are spent buying Prozac.
Yes.
Or statin drugs. Statin drugs help less than 3% of the people that take them. And in fact, they cause side effects that are dangerous in about 23%. So you help 3% with a drug, 23% are getting toxic from the drug. And the idea is these are drugs that, how long do you take statins? How long do you plan to live?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's a, you know, they're drug
they're
dealers. Look, it's advertised every 10 minutes on television. There's a new drug or a drug. And it's put into their heads like, your life's not working right. This drug, look at the happy people. See, they've taken the drug and how happy they are. And people buy that story. And pharmaceutical drugs kill about 300,000 people a year. And everybody's, oh, that's just the cost of doing medicine. And yet they have a war on drugs, which kill less than 30,000 people a year. And all of a sudden you got a war because 30,000 people died. 300,000 people die. That's business as usual.
How do we break this cycle? How do you fight these huge companies?
Basically, stop buying the product. And you say, but how can I stop buying the product? And the answer is, well, empower yourself because you're the one that controls all this. Any drug that affects you, you got to understand this. If I take a drug and it affects me, the reason why it affects me is because I have a natural equivalent of that drug in my own biology. You don't take a drug and it affects you and you have a receptor for that drug, like you are having this protein receptor for a drug you may never take. That would be silly. So if you have a receptor for a drug, then by definition, that receptor was already there because there was a natural drug. So in smoking pot, everyone, oh, no, there's a drug called tetrahydrocannabinol. And guess what? You have receptors for it because you make your own. So the idea is this. Well, if you want to have the effect of the drug, do you have to take an outside drug? And I say, no, you have to change your consciousness because you already manufacture every equivalent of a drug right now. And the idea is, if you're not manufacturing it, then that means your consciousness is not supporting you in your health. And it's really an adjustment of consciousness, not an adjustment of your biology.
Peace, everybody. This is Akeem with Hindsight Radio, the information station changing.
The only way to handle danger is to face it. If you start getting frightened of it, then you make it worse, because you project onto it all kinds of bogeys and threats which don't exist in it at all. Whenever you meet a ghost, don't run away, because the ghost will capture the substance of your fear and materialize itself out of your own substance and will kill you eventually, because it will take over all your own vitality. So then, whenever confronted with a ghost, walk straight into it and it will disappear. We've got to survive. You must survive. That's the great thing we're all working under, and pounding it out day after day in anxiety, because this is a description of anxiety. Anxiety is the fear that one of a pair of opposites might cancel the other forever. And if by any chance, by any means, you find out that that is not so, you have an entirely new attitude to what human beings are doing, which may be very creative, but which also may be very dangerous. You see through the game. You are only just kidding that you're just poor little me. See, the function of a guru, that is to say a spiritual teacher in India, is to look, give you a funny look in the eye, because you come to him and say, Mr. Guru, I have problems. I suffer, and it's a mess, and I can't control my mind, and I'm miserable and depressed, and so on. And he gives you a funny look. And you feel a bit nervous about the way he looks at you, because he's reading your thoughts. And this man is a great magician. He can read everything that's in you. He knows right down into your unconscious, and you know all the dreadful things you've thought and all the awful desires you have, and you are rather embarrassed that this man looks right through you and sees them all. But that's not what he's looking at. He's giving you a funny look for quite another reason altogether, because he sees in you the Brahman, the Godhead, just claiming it's poor little me. That's why he gives you a funny look, and why he seems to see right through you, as if to say, Shiva, old boy, don't kid me. I know who you are, but you're coming on beautifully in this act that you're somebody else altogether. And I congratulate you, you're doing a wonderful job playing this part, which you call the person, my person. So, it's all very well. Anybody can have ecstasy. Anybody, as a matter of fact, can become aware that he is one with the eternal ground of the universe. But since that's what you are anyway, I'm going to ask, so what? When a hero goes on an adventure and he leaves his people and is going to a strange land, he can go away and just hide himself around the corner in an obscure house and then appear a year later and say, I've been on a heroic journey, and tell all sorts of tales. And they say, prove it. Because they expect him to bring back something, something which nobody has seen before. Then they believe you've been on a journey. So in the same way, exactly, anybody who goes on a spiritual journey must bring something back. Because if you just say, oh man, it was a gas. Anyone can say that. Now, this is why in the doctrines of Buddhism, there is a differentiation between two kinds of enlightened beings. They are both forms of Buddha, which is to say the word Buddha means somebody who has awakened, who has discovered the secret behind all this. In other words, all this thing we call life with its frantic concerns is a big act, which you, in your unconscious depth, are deliberately setting up. So you can do one of two things when you discover this. You can become what's called a Pratyeka Buddha. That means a private Buddha who doesn't tell anything. Or you can become a Bodhisattva. Pratyeka Buddha goes off into his ecstasy and never is seen again. Bodhisattva is one who comes back and appears in the everyday world and plays the game of the everyday world by the rules of the everyday world. But he brings with him upaya. He brings with him some way of showing that he's been on the journey, that he's come back, and he's going to let you in on the secret too. If you will play it cool and also come back to join in the everyday life of everyday people. The first thing then is to discover what indeed you do love, if anything, and you will find there is something. And then go into the nature of that. Now, it's said that selfish people love themselves. Is something which you thought was other than yourself. Even if it be very ordinary things such as ice cream or booze, in the conventional sense, booze is not you, nor is ice cream. It turns into you in a manner of speaking when you consume it, but then you don't have it anymore. And so you look around for more in order to love it once again. But so long as you love it, you see, it's never you. When you love people, even however selfishly you love them, because of the pleasant sensations they give to you, still, it is somebody else that you love. And as you inquire into this, as you follow honestly your own selfishness, many interesting transformations begin to come about in you. One of the most interesting transformations of being directly and honestly selfish in the same way that, for example, cats are, is that you stop deceiving people. If what you define as you is inseparable from everything which you define as not you, just as front is inseparable from back, then you realize that deep down between self and other, there is some sort of conspiracy. If these things always occur in combination and look very different from each other and feel quite different, nevertheless, the feeling of difference between them allows each one to exist. And so underneath the opposition or the polarity between self and other or between any other pair of opposites you can think of, there is something in common, as there is, for example, between figure and background. You can't see a figure without a background. You can't have an organism without an environment. Equally, you can't have a background without a figure, or an environment without organisms in it, or without things in it. You can't have space which is unoccupied by any solid. You cannot have solids not occupying some space. This is absolutely elementary, and yet we don't realize it, because, for example, the average person thinks that space is nothing. But it's just a sort of not-there-ness in which there are things. And we are slightly afraid that not-there-ness, that nothingness, that darkness, that the negative poles of all these oppositions will win. That they will eventually swallow up every kind of being and every kind of there-ness. But when you catch on to the game, you realize that that won't happen. Because what is called not existing is quite incapable of being there without the contrast of something called existing. It's like the crest and the trough of a wave. You can't have a wave that is all trough and no crest, just as you can't have a wave which is all crest and no trough. Such a thing has never been manifested in the physical universe. They go together.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Hello? Solomon.
Peace, God.
Oh,
I didn't
hear you.
Hey, peace, God.
Peace, what's up?
Yeah, I was trying to call you, couldn't hear me.
Huh?
Yeah, I was saying your name. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Sitting around working on some things.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, how everything?
Everything's good. Good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
How's work going? How's the shot?
Man, this shit, trying to keep that balance. They're working, man. Trying to keep the people healthy, you know.
So what recommendations you got for people to, you know, during these crazy times?
Well, number one, We got a package for them, real good package. It covers everything. You know, it covers it in every way, from to deal with the geopathic stress on this planet, to deal with your body. You know what I'm saying? Reading it, boosting the immune system. You know, the package covers it in all areas. You see. You know, we got an antiviral tea. We got an antiviral oil that you inhale. Take baths with it. You breathe it in directly if you got it. You see, it has antiviral properties in it. Then we got the antiviral tea. And then we got a stone package that cover all the electromagnetic stress that affect the planet. And then the elderberry plus, they got everything in it. They got all the vitamin C, zinc that keep your immune system straight. You know, but moreover, these products keep your immune system strong, because at the end of the day, this is what we've been promoting since the beginning, to keep your body right, immune system strong, that now people are paying attention more. You see, I'm not stressing over this thing, because this is what my life, I was already prepared for it, you see. And I'm encouraging more people to try to do patio gardens. You see, play with gardening this summer. Make that your hobby. You got the time to do it. Have a little fun. You see. But you know. You got all summer to get your temple together. Because regardless of what this little shit seems like, when it get cold again, it's gonna be just like how it be when they did the slide. This is another remix of what happens every year. But this time, they enforcing the rules on it. You see,
mm-hmm.
They make some people do things this time. They've been creating things. They just what they do. Well, we got to do what we do. Take care of ourselves. Eat right. Breathe right. You see, you're supposed to have been doing these things anyway. Thing is, all the listeners already in on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who need to listen ain't listening.
Right.
Who need to listen ain't listening because people are looking for solutions now. I've never seen it like this ever. You know, people are taking it serious. Their ears are open. I ain't laughing because, see, I ain't no news person. I don't watch news. So I don't really care because I don't value nothing to come out. Nobody in the government mouth. I don't care what they think. I don't care about them. But now this is the first time that I'm getting videos from people talking about them. Cause I don't give a fuck who them is. Now I'm listening to with them and they saying now. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never cared about what go on with that because it don't affect my life. Because I create my own life. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like if I control my thoughts, then that's all I need to control. You see, you can't control what somebody's thinking and doing, but you can control what you think and what you're doing.
Right.
You know, I can control how I breathe my breath. I can control what goes in my mouth. I can control, you know, everything I can control. Even if something crazy happened to me, I can control how I respond to the bullshit.
Right.
You see, so I ain't never gave a fuck what they were thinking, but I tell you what, man, people are paying attention to politics. And it's just funny now. You're going to see a major consciousness on this planet.
Mm-hmm. People are waking up, like, realizing they've been lied to. What do you think about this mask stuff, all wearing a mask and stuff like that? What do you think about that?
It is pointless. You ain't got to wear no mask. And see, this is the thing. It's still the game on how you can, what can you do outside of yourself? It's all internal. Look, they purposely took the, I've been saying this shit since the beginning. They purposely took lights off and Clorox. Man, as soon as you showed me that shit, you remember when you text me this shit, probably before it even started, really.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know we're gonna get this big to say the truth because I don't watch the news. I don't, you know, and I remember you sent me that. You said, it was funny," and I laughed when you said it. You said, I ain't worried about the coronavirus." And then you sent me the text with a picture of Clorox, and it said it kills corona, kills 99.9, you know, everything. Now, they had to take that off the market because it's showing
a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
A bunch of BS, yeah.
But they had, because now if Lysol didn't have coronavirus on the bottle, you would see Lysol everywhere.
Yep.
But because they want to send the world into mass hysteria, because they want to make everybody, you know, and I know, they sent Lysol a big-ass check because it don't make no fucking sense for no Lysol to be nowhere. You know they got their damn stimulus. You mean tell me, man, them motherfuckers would have commercials on every channel, $5 Lysol. They would be richer than what Bill Gates trying to do with his vaccines. You see? You see me, right? Because if that household, like, if this shit was a real, they really were trying to give solutions, they would have gave every household a mandatory spray your fucking house with Lysol. If they really was concerned about trying to give a cure. and help you. You see. Now, that makes more sense. And it's cleaning your environment and cleaning your internal environment make the most sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what needs to happen. You know, because, like, that's the only thing you can do. But, no, the solution had to be stay your ass in the house. You know. They left us with their only option. Stay in the house and wear a damn mask. You know, so now you got to take this mask off when you get home. You got to know how to dispose of it properly. Everything that you done walked around is trapped on the mask. What about your clothes? With all the shit on your clothes. I mean, there's a lot of things you can look at. Now, when you look at shit, when I was in working in the laboratory, and I did a lot of work in microbiology, and when we did with things that was known to be dangerous, we wore body suits, and when we took the body suits off, you were sprayed down. It was a special room that shit probably was drenching and shit, and so I don't know what type of solution it was, but you would spray you down, then you take the body suit off, and then you could walk out late. Okay? Then you take a shower. You see. What about your clothes? What about everywhere you step at? See, it can get real paranoia when you look at it. You see. It can get real, you know, and it's only one option. Boost your immune system. Increase your thoughts. This will be the damn solution. Then when you take your clothes off, you got to, you know, it get pitiful. You got to you know, because the shit going to be everywhere. It's in the air. It's in the damn vents. You know, it's sad. If you let your mind go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't throw it away in the trash can. Now it's in the trash can. It's pitiful.
They're not trying to, it ain't about a virus, it's about control.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's about control.
It's about
controlling people's thoughts and minds. And the sad part about it, people falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. You can't tell them nothing. You know what I say to that? They get what they believe in.
They get what they believe in.
We got to get to the point and realize some of these people that look like us and ain't going where we going.
That's right.
Let their ass get caught up and leave them there.
That's
leave them right there. I had to cut somebody off. One of my neighbors, you know, they cutting people's videos that talk about vitamin C, the benefits of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And so this person said they agree with you two taking people videos down. I said, no, I don't agree with it. Even if it's, you don't agree with it, why are you censoring people talking about the benefits of vitamin C? When the hospital even give vitamin C. You know, when my daughter was premature, they gave her vitamin C drips to build her immune system when she was premature. So, and a guy just got diagnosed with COVID-19. That's what they say he had. He went in the hospital, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday last week. They released him on Saturday. That's what they gave him on the way out the door.
What?
Like a wild guess. Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
The hospital gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what's working. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want the masses to know that that's working.
That's right.
You know? They know that all I need to do is keep me some vitamin C, some D3, and, you know, keep myself hydrated. You know, I'm good. Like, a few days ago, I felt some little phlegm in myself, so what I do, I boil some sea salt, Himalayan salt, and a lime into a pot,
right,
and inhaled that. And guess what? That phlegm came right on up. It's gone.
That's right.
You know, you just got to recognize when your body is telling you you need to do something.
That's right.
Yeah, I started, okay, where does phlegm come from? Okay, that means that sign is my body is fighting something. So let me...
he must be in the military or government.
Who?
This dude you talking about.
Nah, he worked for UPS and he got sick. I think mainly he got sick because he was thinking about that thing too. So you know when you put yourself in a mental energy field with these things, they come to you.
Oh yeah.
You know. So, you know, plus he carrying them packages because you know I'm sure all of us come in contact with what they calling COVID-19 right now. All of us got it, or it's in our house somewhere. The reason why some people are affected by it more than others is where their energy field is.
That's right.
You know? So you connect with that energy field. People don't understand how powerful your energy thoughts are.
That's right.
You're going to pick it up, and you're going to be affected by it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got weeks done going by. Weeks. I done been to the grocery store several times. I didn't got on the road to Florida last week and came back.
That's right.
you know, you
rode to Florida.
Yeah.
Good.
And them suckers got a roadblock out there. Not a roadblock, but they got a COVID-19 checkpoint coming into the state. And on one side it says.
I was wondering that.
Yeah, but you gotta read. One side said COVID-19 checkpoint, right? So you get in that lane, you go to the checkpoint. Then another thing said trucks and all others this lane. I said, well, I'm all others. So I went through that lane and went all through. I ain't just go through no checkpoint.
Some people are just stupid, man. God,
they don't read. I got to go get them to check me.
No. Like, I don't like to say that word, but it's just like they really believe and just try to get on my nerves.
Yeah, they said COVID and all others. All you had to do is read it. All others, okay. This is all others. I'm going through the all others lane. Yeah.
I'm glad you stopped talking to him because them type people, I can feel my blood pressure. When I'm around somebody that's ignorant and they want to argue and my blood pressure, I got to get away because I ain't trying to have high blood pressure.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. I
actually
texted her. I said, listen, I'm not interested in your ideas or anything you got to say. You know, have a nice life. You know, you sit up there telling, I agree with them taking this stuff down. Do you agree with people being censored just off their opinion? Okay, so in that case, then you need to take all the stuff down because you created a forum for people to express themselves freely.
Just because you
agree with what they're saying doesn't mean you take their stuff down.
So, freedom of speech.
If anything that say that they think is contradictory to what the WHO organization, who is run by people like Bill Gates, who's not a doctor, he ain't even finished college. But we taking advice from him. Like, are we where we doing that at?
Right.
And it's really showing who really is for us and against us.
That's right.
It really is, because I don't know why they shut down barbershops and beauty salons. Because barbershops and beauty salons got to maintain one of the highest forms of sanitation.
Right.
They put barbers and beauty salons through the ringer. Why do they do that? Because most of us own those businesses, right?
That's
so
right.
So we got to have a sanitary report, and they at least once a year they come in and inspect for sanitary conditions. And we keep the disinfectant we use on our tools is different from the disinfectant that you buy at a store.
Wow.
You know, we don't use Lysol and stuff like that. I got an orange can that I use for disinfecting to spray down my clippers. That kill all that stuff because, you know, when you cut people here, one of the most contagious things you can come in contact cutting here is ringworm.
Wow.
So you have to protect against that, you know, cross-contamination. And, you know, we are taught that you know, if you come in contact with the ringworm, you have to break down your clippers, clean them out before you go to your next line.
Wow. Yeah, but the ringworm is if we get the ringworms, if you older than 12 years old and you're getting ringworms, your immune system is very compromised. You know,
mm-hmm.
When I see a double ringworm, I say, You know, I have.
No, mostly I see ringworm in children. You know, we get around 12. We usually get before age 12. After that, I see it.
That's right. After 12, you don't really see it. That's why I say if you got it after 12, your immune system is severely compromised. I had this, you know, I work with a lot of people, man, and I got this. She's a stripper, and I just told her, this is the second time I've seen you with ringworms. You see,
word.
And I said, now, you know, if you take an HIV test, you're going to have HIV. You know, because I know a lot about her lifestyle. You see,
word.
So, you know, I say, you need to go ahead and get on a program to get your immune system right. Because there's certain traits that when you have that virus, immune deficiency syndrome, and I understand, you know, it ain't what people think it is, because I didn't eradicate it so many times. It's just your immune system compromised, you see. But anyway, I put her through the program. She had no more ringworms because if she had went to the, if she had got a diagnosis, that shit gonna go on her file. And that's gonna follow everywhere. And, you know, it ain't nothing you get your immune system sick. Now, you said something about vitamin C. Let's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, vitamin C is, that synthetic vitamin C is no good, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get wholesome. There's really no such thing as vitamin C. I don't even like the word. I'm using the word because that's a word everybody's familiar with.
It's really ascorbic acid.
Yeah. You see.
Yeah.
And like Dr. Sabi said, and that's what I knew Dr. Sabi was the real deal, because he knew that there wasn't no such thing as no vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You see. I ain't trying to convince nobody no other way. But we have a smoothie blend with all the best plants that's highest, and you gotta have the African baobab fruit. Okay? You got the amla, you got the haitake. We got the one that got more vitamin C than any areola berry. We got the arguably the highest one, the camel. You see, you put all these in together, and now you got the greatest wholesome. And it goes with your chemistry. You know, this other stuff is synthetic, it's white. They don't, you know, it don't go with your chemistry the same. You see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you be buzzing when you do this. It keeps your immune system extremely strong. And so you drink one of those every morning. Some people drink it throughout the day. You see. But it's amazing vitamin and C and mineral blend. You know, the baobab plant, you ever seen that plant before? It's a huge tree in Africa. The fruit look got a weird look to it.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Real, you know. And we also put in, I mean, I forgot to mention the African elephant we use is the marula. In this formula. And I think we said everything that we did. But all these are highly nutritional, really the high, and what they call vitamin C. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those fruits are, they, you know, like you put it in a smoothie. You see?
Right.
Now, yes, you
must be on the road.
No, I'm outside. I said, while I'm doing this, in between, I try to be outside as much as I can. So I like shit. Since it's beautiful outside, while we talking, you know, I'm like shit. I'm taking a break. And I'm going go back hard, go back inside, and deal with my next client, you know, to try to get that sunlight as much as I can and the fresh air. You see, you got to be true to this thing. And so, like, you know, we've been doing this baobab thing I'm talking about. Camu, and those fruits. I just said, that's what we always offer to people. You see?
Mm-hmm.
We always had antiviral essential oils to aid with respiration, to rub on your children, rub on yourself when you having respiratory issues. You see? You know, not no crazy breathing machine. You see, these things
right.
Have been doing. This ain't got nothing to do with no coronavirus, and ain't nobody claiming to cure anything. You see, you know, you gotta say that so these clowns be happy. You know,
right.
And so you know, there you go. You got it. You see. Because we don't know anything. We just doing what we doing. We doing God's work and God's business, you see. And it's
mm-hmm.
God's business to take care of, the creator's business to take care of this body that the God dwells in, you see. And that's our belief. That's what I believe, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know. To take care of your body, keep your immune system strong. This is what we've been doing beyond these games. So like I said, hell, they changed the shit in a couple of years. Maybe even next year, they might have a new strain of it. You know, it's all.
Oh, they're gonna see to that. You know that.
Yeah. As long as you got your immune system strong, you see. As long as you got your thoughts complete, you've been talking about positive thinking. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do and that's what you believe. It ain't got nothing to do with what the hell they doing. So they gonna do what they gonna do. And
right.
You know, and so positive thinking been the way since the beginning. And I don't care what happened. Because, you know, it seems like that people just fearful and the quiet of life is just, you know. And for some people, this has been the best shit to happen to them. Like, if you if you was able to maintain your job, to keep your job, and if you was able to, you know, go on with a computer and continue to work, hell, this is the best shit to happen to you. You got a free check. You can be in your pajamas all day and go to work. But then some people, it's the worst shit because they got laid off. They couldn't get a job. They couldn't get a check. And it's kind of messed up how it went because it ain't really help everybody. Some people really needed real money. Like, you know, some people are really messed up. They, you know, their stimulus check ain't going to help them because $1,200 ain't going to work. $1,200 ain't going to mean $1,200 to everybody. To some people, that's a come up. To a lot of people, like, damn, right. Man, I go out to eat and spend $1,200. I literally know people that they go out to eat and have them type of tickets when they go out to eat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they run up a ticket like that, but I guess when you get.
It's easy this day and age. It's real easy this day and age to do something like that.
Yeah, shit, that's a shot of liquor, ain't it?
When they drinking and get carried away, you see a $1,500 bill, you can get one real fast. You know?
Like, damn, how can a shot of liquor cost that much?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, and I hope that people are, you know, you should have them plants in your house too. You see?
Yeah, I got about six of them in here, one in every room, and then a couple in the living room. Yeah, like I bought the big ones, the big plants. You know, the ones that purify the air.
Right. And see, you know, you got the plant purifier. Like, shit, I use it outside. You know, you got the cactuses. They really good for electromagnetic smog. You gotta have some cactus.
Oh, really? I didn't know cactus do that.
Oh man, I love cactus. Like one of my favorite plants is the prickly pear. In Mexico, they call it the tuna. Now they calling it the nopal. That's one of my favorite plants because it can grow anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's extremely nutritional. It's about as nutritional. It's actually more nutritional than the Hoodia plant. I love the Hoodia plant a lot, too, because, see, the Hoodia plant, it's so nutritional, it's so densely packed with nutrition that it zaps your desire for food because it's so packed with nutrition. So you don't feel hungry after you ingest just a little bit of it. Can grow anywhere. And it's so densely packed with nutrition. You know, what I like about cactus plants, they hold and maintain their nutrition better than most plants because they hold their moisture and their water. So they don't lose their nutritional value as opposed to most people are eating lots of fruits and vegetables, but they still nutritional deficient. That's why I encourage people to play with, give your kids, if you got kids, or just for yourself, do like a little patio garden, you know, or do a big garden, and look at how your fruit and vegetables look. Now, the first thing you're gonna notice is. Like I got these on my blueberry bushes. My kids want to pull the blueberries so bad. And I'm like, they're not ready. And it's taking a long time mm-hmm. for the berries to turn blue, in the deep blue. Now,
right.
it's bad for business when you got to wait that long, and it's bad for business if you ship some fresh blueberries, you know by the time it get there, get on the floor, it's going to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand it's bad business. But what I don't like, because you got to look at it two ways, okay? It's bad for business, and the shit not going to last in no store fresh for longer than a couple of weeks. But then but the thing is, though, that's why you got to be responsible for yourself, you know, and let your fruit stay on the tree and soak up as much sunlight until it falls off the thing, or you pluck it yourself. You know, I grew up on the farm, and, man, we used to just get apples and oranges and peaches and shit off the floor. Off when it falls, it'd be so ripe, it just fall on the ground. That's God mm-hmm. telling you, it's time. Here you go. Or you could pluck it yourself. But when you get into economics and money, you kind of look at it different from their perspective. But you ain't got to be involved in that game if you go on your own.
Right. Now, you know what's just someone to mention? Sweden did not do a lockdown or social distancing.
Ah.
They have the least amount of cases, or if any.
Oh, my God. That's some good information.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, hey, somebody got their hand up before we go.
Oh, great. Damn, they went late, but better late than never.
Oh, he gone. Dad, he did. I did see somebody with their hand up. I was about to call him, but he gone. Yeah, I wanted you to finish what you got. Yeah, and Sweden did not do any of the stuff everybody else did. And it says, Sweden claims coronavirus success after keeping country open, says herd immunity imminent. We need the to be able to be around each other to build up the immune system. Healthy people
That's
do
right.
not need to be sheltering in places like that. You know, all of that stuff about all of these pandemics, you watching too much TV. You put a mask on your face, you are depleting or not getting enough oxygen into your system. You keep that on you, you end up passing out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these people are wearing cloth masks around their face. You know how
mm-hmm.
when you got some in your face, it takes you a lot more to breathe than it does
That's
without
right.
the mask.
That's
you know?
Right.
Like, that's more work.
I hate wearing them.
It's like, yeah. I see old people walking in the store with them cloth masks on their face, and you can hear they're out of breath. They don't realize it's the mask doing that to them. You know?
I ain't never liked wearing a mask, man. I used to hate doing it when I had to do it when I was working. You know, because
mm-hmm.
it gets me aggravated when I can't breathe like I want to.
Mm-hmm. And say, you know, well, now the airline's talking about handing out masks before you get on the plane. I'm like, okay, here we go with the bull.
Here we go.
Yeah. So if you're in first class and you're eating, what you supposed to do? You know, because they give you a meal in first class, depending on how long the flight is.
Good point.
Like, what you do? What you do with your mask? You know, they give you snacks on a, you know, what you do. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
I be seeing people and I be laughing. I'm like, you are, hey, I see people in the grocery store with masks on, with shit in their cart that's going to kill them. And it's going to compromise their immune system, and it's going to keep their immune system trash. It's going to keep it weak, and it's going to keep it trash. And guess what? They thinking that they so smart when they got all the problems in their shopping cart and looking at you with
mm-hmm.
their eyes through the mask like they smart because they walking with a damn mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I understand why they wearing the mask, because they think they saving themselves, but the wrong information is out to people. Wearing masks, wear gloves, save your life. That ain't going to save you. You got to look within.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then they go straight in their damn house and take it off. And then you be like, yeah, family members that, like, family members won't let family members come over to see them now. Especially them older people. Now, y'all need to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's crazy.
If you got to wear, if you older, you got to wear a mask, stay at home. Let somebody else go do the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that mask is going to, you're not going to get enough oxygen. And, you know, mm-hmm. you know, that little bit amount that you're not getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good enough to be walking around. Especially a lot of old people, they already use them walkers and stuff like that. Now you throw a mask on them. That's not good for their health. You know. But.
Yes. Yeah.
They in fear, brother. They in fear. They scared. They're scared of the boogeyman. Anytime the government say be afraid of it, be afraid. Be afraid. And some of these so-called conscious folks are scared, too.
Scared of shit.
Wearing gloves and all of that. I was like, yeah, some people I know, I was like, wait a minute, what you wearing gloves for? Oh, you know, you never know. I said, so you one of them, huh? Fronting. I said, wear your gloves. I ain't wearing none. Because it makes no sense. You wear gloves to keep from getting contaminated, and you take it off after you're done with whatever you're probably going to get contaminated with. And then you put on a new set of gloves. Putting on gloves and walking around all day in them in a grocery store, you might as well be using your hands. Because actually that glove is going to pick up and hold more viruses than your hands will.
Right.
You know?
And it's like a lot of people that's coming up with it, they all got the same things in common. They besides traveling, you know, because I know people that have caught it and don't travel nowhere. I know people that have caught it and wear gloves and masks all the damn time. And then most of them have been vaccinated. And actually, overwhelming. I mean, the ones that I know and I've spoken to over the phone, been vaccinated, and was taking all the safety protocol. And see, it go into that thing what we were talking about with how your thoughts are things, and they can attract things in your life. You see, you're thinking you're protecting yourself, but you actually hurting yourself. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what
you know.
But let me give you know the
for the people
that's, you know, that they want to maintain their health to the best that they can, call 803-661-8945. Solomon's Temple, we on 7201 Park Lane Road. You see. Yeah, man, we just sending so much stuff out, man. And it's like, you know, it's just good that people are really, they're serious. You see,
right?
Yeah, so peace and love.
That's what's good about it. At least they're looking at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Peace. Have a good one.
Peace, God.
All right.